Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on modulating an Amen style switch up with breakbeat surgery. If that sounds intense, good. It should, because this is one of the most classic drum and bass moves you can learn, taking a raw break, slicing it up, reprogramming the groove, and then making it evolve so it feels alive instead of looped. The goal here is not just to chop a break into pieces. The goal is to keep the personality of the Amen style break intact while turning it into something more musical, more flexible, and more ready for a drop, transition, or 8-bar variation. We'll do everything with stock Ableton Live 12 tools, so you can follow along without needing any third-party plugins. First, let's talk about the kind of break you want to use. Choose a break that has a strong snare, some ghost notes, and a bit of cymbal or hat texture. You want something with movement and character. If the break feels too flat, too noisy, or too smashed already, it'll be harder to work with. A classic Amen break is ideal, but a Think style break or any similar funk break will work too. The technique matters more than the exact sample. Now drag the break into Ableton and turn warp on if it isn't already. For this kind of work, try beats mode first. Keep the warping minimal. If the break already feels good in time, don't overprocess it. In drum and bass, you usually want the break to stay punchy and natural, not stretched into something facey or smeared. If the sample is clean enough, you can leave it mostly alone at this stage. The real surgery starts when we slice it. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For the slicing mode, use Transient if you want Ableton to detect the drum hits naturally. If the break is very tight and clean, 1/16 can also work, but Transient slicing usually gives you more musical control. Ableton will create a drum rock with each slice map to a pad. This is where the fun starts, because now you can re-trigger individual hits, move them around, duplicate ghost notes, and build a brand new rhythm from the original break. Open the generated MIDI clip and start with a simple 2-bar loop. Keep it basic at first. Put your strong kick hits in place, make sure the snare lands on the main backbeat, and add a few ghost notes around it. Those quiet in-between hits are extremely important. They're the glue that keeps the break rolling, especially when you start removing or rearranging louder hits. Think of bar 1 as your setup bar and bar 2 as your variation bar. Bar 1 can stay a little more restrained, while bar 2 can include an extra ghost note, a tiny fill, or a snare lead-in. That small amount of contrast already makes the loop feel more like a performance than a loop. Now let's make the switch up. Duplicate your 2-bar idea and change the second version. You do not need to reinvent everything. In fact, for beginners, the best switch-ups are often small and intentional. Try one of these moves. You can rearrange the last half-bar by moving a kick slightly earlier, removing one ghost note, or adding a snare push into the next bar. You can duplicate a snare slice just before the main snare and lower its velocity so it feels ghosted. Or you can create a stutter fill by repeating one slice 2 or 3 times at the end of the phrase, especially on a hat or ride texture. Another good trick is to break the groove for just 1 bar. Pull back the kick pattern a little, keep the snare and ghosts working, and let the phrase breathe. That contrast is what makes the switch-up hit harder when the full groove returns. Now let's talk about velocity, because this is where the break starts to feel human. If every hit is the same volume, the pattern will sound robotic. The Amen style lives on microdynamics. Keep your main snare strong, usually somewhere around 110 to 127 in velocity. Let your kick sit a little lower, maybe 90 to 120 depending on the sound. Ghost notes should be much quieter, somewhere around 20 to 70. Hat ticks can live in the 30 to 80 range. The basic idea is simple. Loud hits should feel like anchors and quiet hits should feel like motion. That balance gives the break its bounce. Next, use Groove Pool if you want a little swing. Ableton's Groove Pool can add subtle human feel very quickly. Try a light MPC-style groove or an MPC-16 swing groove and apply it gently to the MIDI clip. Keep the timing adjustment modest, maybe 10 to 30%, and keep the velocity touch small too. You want the break to groove, not stumble. In drum and bass, too much swing can kill the drive, so use this as a subtle nudge, not a major rewrite. Now we're ready for modulation. This is where the break starts evolving. A very beginner-friendly move is to use auto filter. Put auto filter on the break chain and choose a low pass or band pass mode. Then automate the cutoff over 4 or 8 bars. You can start darker and close down, then open it up as you approach the drop or transition. This creates a really effective build of energy without needing anything fancy. For example, if you're moving into a heavier section, keep the break filtered a little more tightly at the start, then gradually open the cutoff so the hats and top end come alive. That simple motion can make the whole section feel like it's waking up. If you want something more chopped and glitchy, use beat repeat. Beat repeat is perfect for a short switch up or fill. Start with an interval of 1/2 or 1 bar, set the grid to 1/16 or 1/8, and keep the chance relatively low, maybe 20 to 40%. Use it for just a few bars, not the whole song. The best place is right before a drop, during a fill, or at the end of a phrase where you want the listener to hear a quick, modern-edged break in the flow. You can also use reactive modulation ideas, like envelope follower style movement if it's available in your setup, or use stock rack and macro approaches to get a similar effect. The point is to let the break itself influence movement in the sound, so the groove feels more animated and alive. Once the pattern is working, process the break like part of a drum bus. Group the break and try a simple stock chain. Drum bus is a great first stop. Use a little drive, maybe a touch of crunch, and only use boom if the break really needs low-end body. After that, add EQA to clean up the low end if your sub is handling that space. A high pass somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz is often a good starting point. Then add saturator for a little extra grit and soft clip if you want the transients to stay controlled. A gentle glue compressor can help the break feel glued together without flattening all the life out of it. The key here is control. Drum and bass breaks need to hit hard, but they also need to stay readable. You want the snare snap, the kick punch, and the cymbal texture all working together without turning into mud. If your break still needs more impact, layer one shots on top. This is a very common modern DNB trick. Keep the original break for texture and movement, then add a clean snare layer on top of the break snare, or a punchy kick to reinforce the low end. Maybe add a small hi-hat layer if the break feels too dusty. Just be careful not to erase the original break personality. The break should still sound like the star. The layers should support it, not replace it. Now let's arrange the switch up musically. A great beginner structure is an 8-bar phrase. Bars 1 and 2 can be your original rolling break, maybe slightly filtered. Bars 3 and 4 can open up a little more with extra modulation. Bars 5 and 6 can bring in the switch-up pattern with more ghost notes or a fill. Bar 7 can be your glitch or stutter moment. Bar 8 can be a full-energy fill that launches into the next section. The important thing is that the switch-up happens at the end of a phrase, not randomly in the middle of nowhere. DNB is all about momentum, and the listener should feel that change coming. A few teacher-style reminders here. Keep the main identity of the break. Even if you chop it heavily, leave a few recognizable accents in place, so the original loop still lives underneath the edits. Work in short phrases. Beginners often try to build a whole 16-bar drum part right away. It's usually better to make one strong 2-bar idea, then duplicate and vary it. Think in contrast, not complexity. A switch-up is not always about adding more stuff. Sometimes the strongest change is actually pulling elements away so the energy shifts. Use the ghost notes as glue. Those quiet hits are what keep the break feeling like it's moving forward when the bigger hits drop out. And always listen at a lower volume too. If the groove still feels exciting quietly, then it's probably strong. A few things to avoid. Don't overchop the break so much that it loses its identity. Don't quantize everything so hard that the swing disappears. Don't stack too many effects at once. And don't let the break fight your sub bass. If the low end is too busy, clean it up and let the sub own the deepest frequencies. For a darker or heavier DNB feel, you can lean into lower pass filtering, subtle distortion, reverse slices for tension, and a slightly nastier second half. A great trick is to keep the first part of the phrase cleaner, then make the second half more aggressive with extra hats, tighter stutters, more drive, or a wider filter opening. That contrast sells the switch up. Here's a simple practice challenge. Build a 4-bar immense style switch up from one break. Slice it to a drum rack, program a 2-bar rolling groove, duplicate it to make 4 bars, and then change bars 3 and 4 by removing one kick, adding one ghost note, and creating a short stutter fill at the end of bar 4. Add auto filter and automate the cutoff so the groove starts darker and opens up by the end. Put drum bus lightly on the group and test it with a sub bass underneath. If you want to push yourself a little further, make 2 versions, one that feels more raw and jungle and one that feels harder and more modern. Compare how much chopping, filtering, and saturation each version needs. So to recap, you've learned how to take an Amen style break, slice it into playable pieces in Ableton Live 12, program a rolling DNB groove, create a switch up through small but effective edits, and use stock modulation tools like auto filter and beat repeat to make the drums evolve. If you do this well, your drums stop sounding like a loop and start sounding like a performance. And that is exactly the kind of energy that makes drum and bass hit.